to fix my hair. And I don't like that. I don't like to do this show with unkempt hair. Ugh. Look like an asshole. Well, fuck. Fuck it, it's Friday. Who gives a shit? I am reeling after on the radio show. I fucking lost in my matchup of The Edge from U2 taking on Eric freaking Clapton. The Edge beat Eric Clapton by like 1,000 votes. I'm learning that, okay, this is what they do. People go on the website and then they like vote for their favorite. And you can vote as many times as you want. Each guitarist has an audience member that they're like linked to, called a roadie. Well, the lady who is the roadie for The Edge is this babe named Christine, and she's got a bunch of people that are part of this group from an area of Michigan called Mayo, and they're known as the Mayo Music Militia. So then they sit around and vote, vote, vote. Clearly winning outright. That's a crock of shit, frankly. Kenny says, I voted about 20 times for Clapton, best I could do. Yeah, I mean, we got shit to do. Kenny writes, everything about that is clearly rigged. No Dimebag Darrell. The Edge defeats Clapton. Total BS. Hey, by the way, I almost played a Pantera song today. Somebody asked for one of those shitty songs by them. Cemetery Gates, it might have been. I don't know. I listened to about 1 second of it, and I went, no, that's just not going to work. Then someone else requested Pantera's version of Cat Scratch Fever. And they pretty much stayed true to Ted Nugent. Like, they didn't dick it up a whole lot. And they did a solid enough job that I said, you know what? This is palatable. I can actually do this. So I was going to play it, and then I freaking forgot. Hang on, I got to drink this. All right. Last night was a blur. I was sitting awake watching a show on Netflix called What Jennifer Did. It's a true crime thing about this chick that it's only one episode. It's about 90 minutes. It's a pretty good watch if you like true crime. And you should watch it if you like true crime. There's a bit of a plot twist, but not that much of a plot twist. You kind of know that Jennifer is the one who's fucked up here, because the thing's called What Jennifer Did. So clearly this is the, you told me in the damn title. Bob says, I'm still waiting for you to play my birthday request for Kenny, Cowboys from Hell. So I'm watching that thing and I start falling asleep. And I'm like, what the fuck? I had, you know, the night before I only got like 6, and that's just not enough for easy. And I could not take a nap today or yesterday. So I actually fell asleep at 7:30 at night. My God. And now I'm charged. I'm completely charged up. I am ready for the day. Anything this day throws at me, I'm going to kick ass. You just saw me look over my shoulder right now because Darla is here getting a drink. Now, there's a chance she might wander behind that couch and take a huge dump and eat it. So my attention is going to be, I'm kind of distracted right now. I'm about 60%. All right. Anyway, watch that on Netflix. By the way, you know how like Netflix is cracking down on passwords? I don't know what's going on, but all I know is I pay for it. All right. And I'm pretty sure other members of my family are using it. In fact, I know that. I know that Madison uses it, and I know that Jacqueline uses it. And I don't know what's happened, but I think Netflix thinks that they are the primaries. They are not. I am. And I click on Netflix. I got a little time. I'm going to watch something. Oh, I think I'll watch this show. And then an alert pops up on my phone. It says, you do not have access to this account. Shared passwords or some shit. And I'm like, uh-oh. And so I clicked it and it allowed me to watch for like 14 days. But I'm like, at the end of the 14 days, am I locked out of what I am paying for? This seems to me like this is going to be something where I'm going to, in 14 days, not have access to my own account. And I'm going to have to actually purchase another one. Kenny says they detect what Wi-Fi your home is on. And if you use a different Wi-Fi, it knows now. And someone can make a different Wi-Fi setup. The new home or main location. Someone with your login info, that is. Well, yeah, well, how do I fix it? I mean, is there a way to fix this? Because I did actually make some changes to my setup here, and that's probably what's up. Kenny, you know all things streaming. I think you have like 5,000 streaming accounts, don't you? Kenny says, change your login info and don't share it. Okay, thank you. Whatever. Anyway, watch that show. It's awesome. OJ Simpson is dead. We talked about this yesterday on the show because the news broke during the show. But now the aftermath. Fred Goldman, the dad of Ron Goldman, who, that guy, as time passed, he started to somehow catch flack. All he's ever wanted is, well, he obviously wants his son back alive. But he's had like this, his life has been ruined by O.J. Simpson. Somehow he gets flack about talking about the juice or whatever. He said, yeah, this his death really means nothing. All it does is brings back powerful, painful memories from 30 years ago when my son was murdered by him. There's been a lot of talk about what the Biden administration said. I forget the name of the chick who's the spokesperson. Jason Pierre Paul or something like that. Anyway, she is the White House press secretary. And I say, I'll answer that. Fuck OJ. It's a good thing he's dead. Or something horrible like that. I saw a great joke. Somebody said, the jury finds cancer not guilty of murder because the juice died of cancer. Jean-Pierre said, our thoughts are with his family during this difficult time. Obviously with his family and loved ones. And I'll say this, I know they have asked for some privacy, and so we're going to respect that. I'll just leave it there. What a wimp. That's taking the family's request for privacy and not saying the... That isn't... If you talk about how much of a piece of shit the juice was, that's not disrespecting their privacy. That's saying what's obvious. The juice is a murderer. He killed the woman. What's her name? Nicole Brown? Wasn't it Nicole Brown Simpson? And the guy, fucking Goldman. What was his name again? Ron. Nicole Brown Simpson, when she was married to OJ, called cops on him 9 times for domestic abuse. 9 fucking times. At a time when that, I mean, that's a little bit different back then in the mid-90s. Cops, I guess, would turn a blind eye because it was Simpson, his celebrity. This poor woman is a battered woman, battered spouse for years. That psychopath. God damn it. So I don't, that bugs the shit out of me that the White House basically said our thoughts are with his family during this difficult time. I mean, that's what you say to anybody. If any news story has warranted a comment, it's been the death of O.J. Simpson. It's a perfect opportunity to win some voters. All right? Just say, yeah, the president thinks he's a piece of shit. And it's good that he's dead. Or say, my thoughts are with the Goldman and Brown family. That's who the president's thoughts are with right now. The Goldmans and the Browns, all of their friends and family who were murdered by him. In the wake of Jean-Pierre's comments, many people inquired about the statement on social media. Did the White House really send condolences to the O.J. Simpson family? One person asked on X, voicing a question that was echoed many times online. Others wondered why the White House felt the need to address questions about Simpson's death. Well, it was asked. I think you look worse if you don't say anything. Yeah, they wished condolences to the death of O.J. Simpson. That's enough there. All right, if it wasn't bad enough that Biden is fucking incapacitated and not able to actually be the president because he's ill, this is the type of thing that can swing people to the other side. Joe Biden is making it very, very difficult to not vote for Trump every step of the way. This is a perfect opportunity to say what needed to be said, and they missed it. Botched. Several public figures and people close to the 1994 murder victims have spoken out in the hours since Simpson's family announced his passing. Among them, Fred Goldman. It's a further reminder of how long Ron has been gone and how long we have missed him. Marcia Clark, who was the lead prosecutor in Simpson's murder trial, she shared condolences for Simpson's family in the wake of his death. Fuck that. Don't say anything. Just keep your fucking mouth shut. My God. You know, say what you will about Caitlyn Jenner, but Caitlyn Jenner does a lot of great things, has a lot of great comments. First off, Caitlyn Jenner, as you know, is strongly against transgender athletes competing with their, I don't even know how to say it. So a guy is born a guy, becomes a girl, and then the girl competes with chicks. Like swimmer lady. Okay? Caitlyn Jenner, who's transgender, said they shouldn't be allowed to do that. I really find that to be the authoritative figure. A gold medalist, decathlete in the 1976 Olympics, knows everything there is to know about competition, training, and anything sports related, competitively. And is transgender. says, no, no, guy who becomes a chick becomes a guy, or guy becomes a chick, I should say, and then starts swimming against chicks. No, it's not fucking fair. The latest reason why I love Caitlyn Jenner. First of all, having the balls to become a chick and boldly do it. Despite the gigantic profile and the target on her. Love that. Willingness to stick her neck out with a giant Adam's apple and say that, no, that isn't fair. And then this. She posted, good riddance. Hashtag OJ Simpson. Fuck yes. She was witness to a lot of that when she was a he. At the time, it was Bruce Jenner married to Kris Jenner. And the former Olympian was married to Kris Jenner, Simpson's good friend and lawyer, Robert Kardashian's ex-wife. During the time of the double murder in the 1990s, was understandably a close bystander of all that was going on. That's a great thing to say. Good riddance. Caitlyn previously opened up about the whole ordeal on different occasions, sharing in 2021 during Big Brother VIP that she believed Simpson got away with the murders before explaining how she was affected. It was an extraordinarily difficult time. Hold on, stink bug warning. I'm telling you, you guys got to write this. What do you call it? Big Fraud News Network has to write about the stink bug infiltration into the show. Stand by. I would just let it go, but the problem is they land on the ground. And then the dogs attack them. And then that's a bit of a problem. They stink. They make the dogs stink. It's a nightmare. Ryan writes, terrible, the stink bugs. The Asians brought them to our once wonderful country on a stupid shipping container in the 90s. Now they've invaded. Bob says, at least you don't have the asshole spotted lantern flies. Yeah, you're supposed to kill those. Nick says, I was deep frying some wings on my back deck and a fucking stink bug landed in the hot oil. Okay, the question is, what did you do? Did you just like fish it out with a strainer? Did you let it sit there? Did you throw out the whole batch? Did you eat it? I mean, this brought up many, many questions, Nick. How did you handle the stink bug in the deep fryer? I'm guessing you deep fried it, put a little ranch on it, and ate it. He says, grabbed it with tongs and continued on. Damn it. I was hoping you would have eaten it. So that's about it. The book closed on the juice. Thank God. Not a moment too soon. People forget, though, that his ability, I mean, he was an incredible running back. If you looked at any, I actually went out of my way to search O.J. Simpson highlight reel. What a beast. What an absolute beast. Dumb fuck Carl from Who Are These Podcasts, who's a huge Buffalo Bills fan, actually wrote, rest in peace to one of the greatest running backs ever, the Juice. It's like, you dumb fuck. What the fuck is wrong with you? Fred Goldman get his Heisman Trophy and melt it down? Melted down the guy's Heisman Trophy? And I think they took him, I thought they took him out of the Hall of Fame as well. Currently, only one audience member, that would be Joe Martinez, who has said that the Juice is innocent. And he said the glove didn't fit. And then he said something related to race. So I don't know. Is this because of skin color that you're supporting this guy? That seems weird. I'm not going to lie. It's kind of devastating. Kenny says, was he serious, though? Surely not. No, I believe he was serious. Mitch says he stopped taking his arthritis meds, so his hands fucking swelled up. Well, that's brilliant, then, if he did that. That is absolutely brilliant. I would have done the same damn thing. All right. Let's get into Trump. Trump showed up at Chick-fil-A in Atlanta. This is Trump. And he's, I guess, talking to the workers there.
I have 30 milkshakes.
Oh, I know why I can't hear anything. I didn't turn the volume up on the computer. All right.
I have 30 milkshakes and also some chicken. I wanted to take care of the customers.
Look at the hands and the lean. I want 30 milkshakes and some chicken.
This business is good. You're making a lot of money. You're getting rich, right?
Okay, so all these idiots. He says, yeah, you're making money. Yeah, something about getting rich.
Thanks very much. Look at the way you hope. You like each other, right?
I think that's very nice.
Have a good time.
Nice to see you.
Thank you very much.
So we'll order 30 milkshakes. We'll give them out to the people and we'll take some for ourselves, okay? Good. Thank you very much, everybody. Hello.
This has got a great American franchise, Chick-fil-A.
It is. It's a great franchise. The owner is a great man who's a member of one of my clubs, and he's fantastic. And yeah, they do very well. They're closed on Sunday.
The Lord's chicken.
That's the Lord's chicken. You're right. Oh. It's good chicken, too.
Yeah, good to see you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh.
Hello, everybody. Get ready for a milkshake. You got plenty of
them. All right. Yeah. 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 This is an original from 2016.
Oh, I love this guy. I like that guy. Do you have a pen for me?
Oh, boy. All right. Got to check in with the president, former president. See what he's doing.
Good morning. This is President Trump.
Oh, hey, is this? Oh, hi. I thought it was a machine. It's Big Fraud Zane, sir. How are you?
Big Fraud Zane, I haven't heard from you in a while. I was starting to think maybe you turned liberal on me. I don't know.
No. I'll never do that. It's kind of a weird spot we're in right now, Mr. President. A couple things are on our plate. First of all, speaking of plate, you went to the Chick-fil-A in Atlanta.
Oh, the Chick-fil-A is a tremendous restaurant. I've been good friends with the owner for many years,
right.
Dan Cathy. He's the CEO. He's one of my wonderful members of the club, and he's a tremendous businessman. He's done a fantastic job leading that company. I think it's a great company, wonderful chicken, actually. And they're building it to wonderful success. I have a lot of respect for them.
Yeah, about that. Okay, so first of all, you go there and all those people were in front of you. Do you think that all those people were supporters of you, or they were just like kind of like paraded out there?
Well, I mean, I don't know. But, you know, when the president walks into the chicken restaurant, I think the workers, I'm so relatable. I understand their plight quite well, actually. I understand probably better than anyone. I mean, listen, I ordered 30 milkshakes, which was for a lot of us, actually. We were quite happy to get these milkshakes.
Yeah.
And then we found out, I turned the corner and there were like 300 people in the restaurant. It was terrible. I didn't have that kind of cash on me. No. Terrible, actually.
So did you actually pay for them? I mean, I didn't see you swipe the card or anything. Who actually paid for the milkshakes?
Oh, big fraud. Come on. You know this is all theatrics. The people, they came in ahead of me. They ordered it, of course. I came in for the theatrics of it.
Oh, okay.
Had to meet the wonderful workers. I had to meet the workers, the beautiful workers. I think a couple of them were lesbians. I don't know.
Sir, you ordered 30 milkshakes. You said, I want 30 milkshakes and some chicken. What?
The best chicken. It's the best chicken. I tell you, I've totally eaten the chicken. It's
right.
God's chicken. It's the wonderful chicken of our great country.
Sorry.
The Chick-fil-A owner, he's not into the gays. I don't know if you knew this.
No, that's
not a big fan of the gays.
No, he hates gay people. There's no question. He's been,
which is actually, I'm not totally supporting that. I think that's, you know, I think that's terrible actually. But you know, he's a great donor. He's a great man. I think.
So it's okay that he hates gay people as long as he gives you money. Is that what I'm learning here?
Well, I need so much money right now. I think, to be honest, I mean, the chicken's pretty great. I think you can kind of put aside the gay hate for the great chicken. It's really tremendous chicken, actually. It's no wonder they're so successful. They're making America very proud, actually.
All right. So there's that. And then you walk in, you walk out, you get your milkshake, you leave. Big opportunity for cameras. Everybody's happy. God's chicken, so on, so forth. What are your thoughts on O.J. Simpson?
O.J. Simpson, well, let me tell you, O.J. was a tremendous football player, big fraud. You know this, of course. One of the best ever to grace the field, actually. He was a true legend, believe me. And let's not forget his work on the field, his charitable endeavors and contributions to society.
Wait,
I think that's been totally forgotten in recent years, and O.J. was a real role model, actually, for so many people. And his legacy will probably live on for generations to come. It's a sad day in the world of sports yesterday, but we can take comfort in knowing that OJ's spirit will continue to inspire us all, big fraud.
That's it? That's all you have to say? That it sounds like you're a fan of his.
Well, I know that there was obviously some, you know, some bad things in the 90s that happened with OJ, but I've come to learn, big fraud, as I've matured, believe me. O.J. had a lot of prosecutors against him. You know, the glove did not fit. The glove totally didn't fit. Just like I'm an innocent man, I'm totally innocent. It's terrible, actually. When you get on the line of a prosecutor, it's terrible, big fraud.
Okay.
Because it's a witch hunt. O.J. had a witch hunt. Now, I'm not comparing at all, because I'm the most hunted man in the world, actually.
Okay.
Of all time, actually. It's terrible.
So, at the end of the day, you're taking this story about O.J., making it about you, and you don't think that he killed two people.
We don't know if he killed two people. It's never been proven, totally never been proven, and he was totally acquitted. And let's talk about the Goldman and Brown families. You know, they've been through a lot over the years. They've endured unimaginable pain with those deaths, terrible deaths, actually. My heart goes out to them during that time. Of course, I had my condolences at the time.
Yeah.
But let's not forget, Eric, they've been involved in some shady dealings over the years themselves. Exactly the most upstanding big fraud. They're not exactly the most upstanding citizens, if you know what I mean. Condolences to them. Listen, big fraud, I can't say that I'm shedding too many tears for them.
Sir, it sounds like you're making OJ the victim and the Goldmans and the Browns the villains. This is a horrible moment in broadcast history.
The Goldman and the Browns, they lost big in the 90s when their family died. Okay, they lost big. But O.J. lost bigger. He lost all of his money. It was terrible what they did to O.J. You know, he was in jail and things like that over the years because he had to try to get his money back. It's terrible. I understand. I probably understand O.J. Simpson now more than anyone, actually.
You know, move over Joe Biden. I was attacking him for his response to the death of Simpson by praying for, saying condolences to the family. But you even amped it up even more. It's almost like you and Joe Biden agree on something.
We totally would never agree on anything. I think my philosophy on the whole thing is very different. He was a tremendous football player. You know, we don't know. We don't know. Do you know if he murdered those people? Do you know 100% factually if he murdered those people, his ex-wife and that other guy? Do you know?
Well, I mean, come on. It's
of course you don't, because it's totally fabricated fake news. It was fake news. That's where it all started. We don't know. There's only one guy that knows, and he's in heaven right now because he was a tremendous football
player. No, he's in hell. He is in hell, for God's sake.
Well, I mean, I know more about the Bible than anyone, and I would think that maybe he would have asked for if he murdered them. Maybe he asked for forgiveness. We don't know.
Sir, this is horrible. It's I'd like to say that this was a good conversation, but it was absolutely terrible. I'm completely shocked at your approach on all of this. It's you're on the wrong side of this, sir.
Well, I'm on the totally right side, actually, if you think about it, because, listen, it's a tragedy. OJ's death is a complete tragedy, believe me. It's terrible. They should be honoring him, actually, as a football player. They've never done that.
No, yeah, they did. They absolutely did. And then they took it away. And that's probably the best thing to do. Sir, I can't thank you enough, but unfortunately, that's our time. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, but unfortunately, that's going to do it for this time around. Is that okay, sir?
Well, just remember this, Big Brud. 4 years ago, we had the strongest and safest border in U.S. history. Now we have the worst border anywhere in the world. They got Mexicans everywhere in this country.
That's okay.
And we have to kick them out. We have to totally kick them out. If you want to talk about O.J. Simpson, he believed firmly in this. I think there's terrible Hispanics all over the country. Doing terrible
things. You can't say that about our beloved Latinos and Latinas.
Give me a Hispanic person you know that you think is an upstanding citizen.
Joe Martinez, right there.
Who's Joe Martinez? Who is this?
He runs. He's not a bozo. He was just A&E Heating and Cooling, for God's sake. What is wrong with you? Are you crazy?
Oh, so he's like an HVAC guy.
Exactly. He's the best.
He's cleaning vents. Totally. And I'm sure he's totally legal, right? He's totally legal.
Absolutely. He was born in the U.S., you cocksucker. What the fuck is wrong with you?
We don't know if he was born in the U.S. I mean, it could be. They could have been coming in here as illegal aliens.
That's bullshit.
We don't know. We should totally look into Joe Martinez. In fact, when I'm president, I'm going to probably run a huge campaign. We're going to look into this Joe Martinez. It's such a common name, actually.
Yeah.
It's probably fake. It's probably very fake. He's probably out child predators or something. We don't know. He's probably attacking women. We don't know.
Sir, thank you for your time. I got to cut you off here.
Oh, that's terrible, Big Fraud, because I've got so much information I could give you. We could go on this topic for hours, I assure you. So why don't you go fuck yourself and have a tremendous weekend, because you're such a piece of shit.
Thank you, sir. Why don't you go fuck yourself because you're such a piece of shit? Come on. That's what we were waiting for. Oh, my God. Kenny writes, did Eric even realize we were hearing music playing over the top of him talking a bit ago? LOL. No. No, I had no idea. It's just one of those things. God damn it. All right. Off and rolling on this edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Thank you to Ryan Hoppy for interviewing me yesterday on Hoppy Hour. Get it? Happy Hour? Hoppy Hour? Ryan has been grinding for quite some time. Man after my own heart. Finding his own place in the content creation world. He interviewed me. I retweeted it out on X. If you'd like to check out Ryan Hoppy interviewing me, you are more than welcome. I would love for you to hear it. He has a lot of questions about the podcast and the radio show and how I got to where I am now. So thank you to him for interviewing me. I find that to be very flattering that he would do that. So thank you to Ryan. And follow him on social media. He's always posting material, and he's a good listen, and he's a good egg, that Ryan Hoppy. Thank you, Ryan. For those of you that are enjoying the show on Facebook, X, and YouTube, I am now kicking you out. You can get the whole show, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live, or download the Twitch app. and then search Eric Zane Live. That's if you want it live. If you don't want it live, you just want the audio podcast, it's available wherever you download shows. Just search my name on whatever platform you utilize, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, two of the big ones, the rest, I don't know, but I'm on them. Someone else takes care of that. I just throw it out there into the world, and then voila, it shows up at all these fucking places. Anyway, enjoy the show. If you can, subscribe, rate, and review. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Before I kick you out, though, you need to know that we have episode number, I think, 17 of Who Are These Free Beers on Saturday. That kicks off a Big Fraud Saturday. It starts with Who Are These Free Beers, which is an every other week show on Patreon, followed by the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Ben and I review current clips, recent clips of the Free Beer and Hot Wing show, and we critique and goof on our old pals, the Free Beer and Hot Wing show. This show makes super fans of the Free Beer and Hot Wing show so angry. And I'm like, don't be angry, okay? All I'm doing is air checking them. I'm listening and critiquing. And honestly, there have been times, albeit a few, maybe one, where I've thought, this is a good segment. This is a good bit. Doesn't happen that often because they just don't try anymore. But that's what we do. It's a 45-minute to an hour-long show. And this week, I am honing in on Short Fuse Free Beer. I was tipped off by audience member Chris that Free Beer's fuse seems to be getting shorter with people who troll him about the content on his show. I have examples. We will play them for you, and then we will discuss them. The show streams live on Patreon, a video live stream at 11 a.m. Big Fraud time or Eastern time tomorrow. And then you can view it or listen to it on demand when it finishes. That's all at patreon.com/Eric Zane. And you can actually take advantage of that for free by signing up for a 7-day trial. This is what I do. You go there, you sign up for 7 days free, you put in a credit card form or a payment form, and then you get it free. If you cancel it right after, then you still get the 7 days. So it's absolutely foolproof. Because honestly, I mean, I would love you to pay for it, but I'm not the guy that's going to like trick you like, oh, I forgot to cancel. Now I owe Zane $5 or $10. No. Cancel that shit. I don't give a fuck. I just want you to try it out. And then if you like it, think, hey, this is something I'd like to listen to more often. Well, then you just sign up again and you pay for it. That's how I do it. Seems to work. All right. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. X brought to you by Blue Frost IT. Thank you to them. We're not chatting with Rick today from TC Paintball. We're moving that to Monday. The summertime, Rick has less opportunities on Fridays to be with us. So he'll be with us on Monday. The open and live stream brought to you by Green Medicine Shop. By the way, I may have failed to mention this before I get into that. This studio is sponsored by Impact Power Sports. Thank you to Impact Power Sports. You guys are the best. I'll be getting a sign to hang up here. I don't know why I didn't think about that sooner. I apologize for that. Thank you to Green Medicine Shop in Greenville, Michigan. So they have a huge sale starting 1 week from today. It's the 420 sale and starts on 419. You got vendors in there from noon to 3 on 419. You got vendors in there from 2 to 5 on Saturday, 420. Now, that's just where the vendors are going to be there. They're open all day. But when the vendors are there, that's when you get free pot. Medicinally, of course, with your med card. Green Medicine Shop, Greenville. Go get your free cannabis. If you are under 21 in Michigan, you cannot smoke pot or buy pot recreationally. You can't do it. It's like alcohol. Unless if you have a med card. Can you imagine if for alcohol you had a med card for booze? No. Doesn't work that way. But if you're a teenage stoner, 18 to 21, and you want to burn, get your med card from Green Medicine Shop. Now, I know you 18 to 21-year-olds, you don't have any fucking money. Well, it's okay. Because when you get your med card from thegreenmedicineshop.com, it's going to cost you $90. Now, to a typical 18 to 21-year-old person, that's usually the amount of money they make in a month. That's okay, though. If you get it from thegreenmedicineshop.com, they pay for it through a store credit. So you steal $90 from your mom, get the damn med card, and then you go to Green Medicine Shop and they give you a $100 in-store credit. Since you stole from your mom in the first place, you're good to go. Take that store credit and buy some herb. I'm totally being a dickhead about this, but that's how it goes around here. TheGreenMedicineShop.com. Tag accounting. You've got to the 15th. TagCPA.net to get your taxes done. You can get them done after. It's just a little bit more of a issue. Not the end of the world. After the 15th, I'm done talking about tags. So I want you to take advantage of this no matter where you are in the listening audience. 616-301-9516. 616-301-9516. Thank you to Tag Accounting, longtime sponsor. And you can take advantage of this no matter where you are in the listening audience or viewing audience. Just give them a call. This is literally all you got to do. Call 616-301-9516. Say, hey, EZ sent me. How do I get it? Make it so that the tax hobbit can do my taxes. And then just listen to them and you're done. Blue Frost IT provides tech support for your old pal EZ, the managed IT service provider for this show. 616-285-50, bluefrostit.com. Before I go potty, hello to my friends at the Vouch store. They're waiting on you to buy stuff. Vouch combines content creators like your old pal EZ to small business. Go to vouch.store/Eric Zane and see what is for sale. Get some Camp Craft cocktails. Get ready to drink heavily. Get the pet supplies, maybe the yak sticks, maybe the hygiene supplies, like the toothbrush. Need some coffee? They got you with Split Rock Coffee. Great coffee brand. And then, of course, the percussion massage gun. These things are amazing. I need one for my back, shoulder, and neck. I can't figure out what my problem is. Something in there is jacked. God damn it. Thank you. Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart Lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay, and that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufy.com, E-U-F-Y.com for more information. They're online for Amazon. You can get them at Best Buy stores. starting around May 20th. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver. No drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. You can get it on Amazon or Best Buy stores starting around May 20th. EUFY.com. That's Eufy.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All right. Let's see what's going on here on this chat. Patrick says, I can't wait to hear this. I think he's referring to who are these free beers. Runner girl Amy refers to Big Fraud Time and Eastern Time as two different time zones. She is correct. Nick writes, without the OJ murder, we would never have gotten Opie and Anthony. What is the name of that Anthony Cumia parody song? Gonna fry OJ. Electric Shock OJ.
I'm out of my mind tonight because I got Joe and Anthony.
I don't know if I should play it. Joe Martinez checks in and says the juice was innocent.
From Rotgut, and these guys are you guys are mental.
That's right.
But thanks for stopping on by. I appreciate it.
No problem.
That is a very young Opie.
Anytime.
I think it's time to do an Electric Shock OJ live on the Nighttime Attitude. It's Rotgut. Check this out.
Before Opie and Anthony became Opie and Anthony, Anthony was writing parody songs. He did one or two for Howard, and then he showed up to this New York radio station somewhere on Long Island that Opie was on to sing this parody song. And they hit it off and became pals. And then the Opie and Anthony show was born. So this is Opie. This is Anthony and his brother playing Electric Shock OJ, created to the tune of Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding.
I'm sitting in Los Angeles jail.
That's Anthony singing.
And that judge won't let me post my bail. Now this could be the end of me, 'cause California's got that death penalty. They gone electric shock, OJ. Cook my behind like a chicken croquet. Ooh.
All right, I'm not playing the whole thing. It's stupid. By the way, there's a music video for it of Anthony in blackface. I am not going to play the Opie and Anthony Rotgut Electric Shock OJ music video. Bob's trying to get me to play it. No. No, I'm not going to do that shit. You know, I have black people that listen to this show. I don't know if that's true. I know that one of my beloved listeners is married to an African-American man. That would break some real trust right there. It's So no, I'm not going to do that. You fucking dummies. It was a different time. We're not going to do that. Anyway, the juice is dead. And that's true, though. If he hadn't, if that hadn't happened, Anthony wouldn't have made that song and wouldn't have gotten teamed up with Opie. The rest is history. Bob says, oh, come on. Are you crazy? I'm not going to put some guy in blackface on my show. Maureen also points out something important. Another of your beloved listeners has two sons that are half black. Are we supposed to say half black? I mean, I guess you would know. Don't we say, isn't there another term? We've talked about this. Don't we say biracial? Yeah, I thought so. I don't think we say half black. Somebody talked about, one of you mentioned this. I think it was Cole.
Let's cut the big black dick because I know you want to.
I had an interaction yesterday with someone associated with Andrea there.
Let's cut the big black dick because I know you want to.
Stevie says you used to call Dean's son half black Neil. Yeah, I did. That was funny. So I walked in to get that. I was telling you I had to get an exam from this testing company for insurance purposes. And I walk into the place and I come face to face with a lady and she's wearing a mask, like old school COVID mask. And she goes, and her eyes light up. And right away, I put two and two together. I'm like, I bet you she knows me. She goes, hey, and she pulls the mask down. And I recognized her, but I was a little bit off in, as to who I was or as to who it was. And she goes, it's me. And she gives her name. And I go, oh, hey, yeah. And then she says, I'm pals with Andrea. And I'm thinking, I guess this could be many Andreas. I wasn't really sure which Andrea it could have been. And I went, oh yeah, hey, you know, and I just kind of kept going. And she goes, oh my God, yeah, you have an appointment. Yeah. Oh my God. I didn't realize I saw your real last name, but it didn't occur to me. I go, no problem. Okay, great. So, you know, going to get my weight, going to get my height, going to draw my blood, asking me the medications that I'm on. I give her all the details. Like, oh, there's citalopram, there's hydroxyzine, there's some more. There's Flomax. Now, those are the penis drugs. I go Flomax. She's probably like, oh God, is he can't piss or his prostate's big. Finasteride, all that shit. So then, and she has to draw my blood, and I go, okay. So I want you to know, I'm not going to look at. I'm fine if you put the needle in. That's not a problem. But I can't see the needle and I can't see the blood going into the needle or I will vagal. She goes, do you want to lay down when I do it? I go, nope, I'm fine. I just so you know, it's going to be awkward. I was doing great. I was actually doing very well, not looking. But when I'm concentrating, I'm very quiet. She's drawing the blood. And I'm looking over to my right, and I'm just thinking about baseball and anything that'll get my mind off of what's happening. And I'm doing great. And then she starts asking me questions. And that kind of, it made it harder for some reason. I think the next time I get that done, get blood taken, I'm going to say to the phlebotomist, so I'm just going to stay quiet. Don't feel the need to talk to me. It's totally cool. I got this. I appreciate what you're doing, but don't even bother because I've got a system here. Okay. And then she brings up Andrea again. And she goes, so how's Andrea doing? You know, sexy voice Andrea. I used to hang out with her or something like that. I guess she hasn't for whatever reason. And you know, I gotta be honest. You know, I said, well, we had a massive falling out. We don't speak. And I just left it at that. She goes, oh. I wanted to give her all the good, the bad, and the ugly, which was all the bad and the ugly, which was good. As you remember, she, if I recall, she accused me of lying about the phone call, about the time that I called 911, and she thought it was some gigantic fucking Perry Mason moment. That stupid idiot. I'm like, what does it fucking matter? First of all, it doesn't matter when I fucking called. Second of all, I did fucking call.
Don't suck a big bot dick because I know you want to.
And that was all because Stalkerito did like a goddamn Freedom of Information fucking request to get the 911 call in true stalker fashion. Fuck that guy.
I'm a 50-year-old man doing what a 50-year-old man should.
Yeah, a 50-year-old man gets dressed up in a Santa Claus suit and fucking infiltrates our great food giveaway. That motherfucker, after all the food was given away, he shows up on the corner unannounced and starts directing traffic to where we were to give away food that we didn't have. Asshole. Megan says, why did that even happen? I will answer all questions. I'm going to call you. It's easier just to talk to you. And then, you know what the best part about that is? I get to talk to you.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
How are you?
I'm well, now that you're here.
Oh, I am fancy, so I'm glad I can make your day better.
You know, everyone loves you.
Oh, well, that makes me happy.
You asked, why did that even happen? What part? You mean the whole thing?
I have a terrible memory, and I blame it on some anxiety meds I was on a long time ago. But I don't even remember why Mike called, or why he did the FOIA or whatever.
Yeah, I can explain.
I don't remember why any of that happened.
Well, if you recall, this all happened because Dean came to my house and was parked in front of my driveway. And I didn't know who it was. I was confused. I called 911. And then right when they were picking up the phone, Dean popped his head up and I could see that it was him. So I hung up with 911. They called me back a minute and a half later and said, is everything okay? And I said, yes, it is. It was a false alarm. In between that, during that minute and a half, I told Dean to get the fuck out of here and told him to quit crossing the line, which is a valid request, I thought. And then that was it. That was all it took to drive him up a wall. And then as the days progressed, actually before that, as the day went on, I then called 911 about 30 minutes later and explained to them what happened because I don't like people stalking me out. That ends. Pellerito gets the 911 call that I made. And there's no record of me calling right after when Dean stuck his head up. It didn't show up on the log. So they said, oh, yeah, he lied. He didn't call 911 when he saw Dean. And I was like, well, first of all, I did. Second of all, who cares? That's not the point. So they based their entire hatred of me on when I called 911. And they said that I lied to them.
I vaguely remember that.
It's all stupid. The whole thing was so dumb. So that was it. I firmly believe that there was more to it than that. They didn't like the fact that I started to dog Trump. And I think that they got butthurt about that. That was also part of it. Plus, they're stupid.
Well, I'm not going to comment on anybody's intelligence.
Of course
not. But you are free to. But yeah, politics drive wedges, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Are we doing a car show this year?
I don't think so. I think I'm done. Listen, I don't know that it is necessary at the... I don't know.
Well, that's
I'm
okay.
If you, it. If you, I always,
I don't want you to be pressured into it.
Well, I always say no after the event, and then I change my mind. So yeah. We'll see what happens. If we don't do the car show, I need to find another way to help the community.
Chili cook-off.
I still have all the stuff from Henry Steffes.
Yeah, we got
it.
I would love
that. Cook-off here. We can do that anytime. I was also thinking like a cornhole tournament or something like that because we have a lot of indoor space and nice flat parking lots.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm tossing some things around. I just, to be very honest, I don't like car shows.
Okay. You are all car showed out.
I might be, but I really liked having the dogs here, so that was fun.
Okay, well, we can still bring the dogs.
Well, I think so. I think it's always an option to bring dogs. So, yeah, I don't know what's going to go on with the car show yet. I have to make a decision in the next couple of weeks because it's getting to be car show season and people want to plan their activities.
All right, my dear.
All right.
You are extra special.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks for filling me in.
All right, my dear.
Refreshing my memory.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you.
Talk to you.
Yep, bye-bye.
Now watch. Megan's going to be like second guessing herself. Wait a minute. I may have said a word that could be construed as horrible. Please delete everything. I'm just busting your balls. No big deal. Anyway, that was just interesting that the lady who's taking my blood is asking me about sexy voice Andrea. I will be back. I have to go tinkle. Cow fade. Thank you to Rick. Rick Schmish. Schmitch. Schmitch. I noticed that Rick S. Schmitch signed up on Patreon. That's cool. I appreciate that. Follows it up with an email in the Shoreliner Striping inbox. Well, Zane, I know you'll be proud. But I finally canceled my Free Beer and Hot Wings membership. I've been debating on doing it for the last few months. I finally got sick of it 2 weeks ago after hearing them repeat the same bullshit segments every week. So now I have more time to listen to you berate Kenny on Patreon. The other Rick from GR. P.S. Stefan Hyde is a PUD. I don't think that. Stefan Hyde is not a PUD. I love Stefan Hyde. I kind of want you to keep the Free Beer and Hot Wings membership. I need more ears on that show. Tipping me off as to things that I should be listening to for Who Are These Free Beers? Stevie says, a PUD. What the hell is that? Well, it's nothing flattering. It is a pejorative, I think is the word that's used to describe it. Used in a pejorative sense. I've heard of the term pound my PUD. So maybe it's saying that he's a dick. That's what Chris writes. He writes, you pound it, Stevie. Local guy here in Grand Rapids is going to prison for a long time. I take it back. I don't know how long he's going to be going to prison. But this is the guy who got caught shooting upskirts walking around the store. The sheer number of upskirt shots that he was able to successfully obtain is staggering in this story.
Everyone tonight to stay alert after a Rockford area man was sentenced today for taking photos and videos up the skirts of women the last year.
News 8's Megan Bunchman sat down with a security expert to learn what steps you should take to protect yourself. Megan.
Brian Sue, good evening. 34-year-old Matthew Kurtz was sentenced today to at least 7 years behind bars after he was convicted of taking photos of unclothed persons and he had the possession of child pornography on an electronic device. Now, some of his victims were in court this afternoon, they did not address their offender.
Sir, every night while you're in prison, I hope you think of not only your family, that the problems you've caused, but all these victims.
Judge Mark Trusok sentenced Matthew Kurtz to at least 7 years in prison Thursday.
Look at this lawyer. Oh, my God. He looks like a more retarded John Jamingo. Look at his fat fuck. Jesus Christ.
This was absolutely out.
I take it back. Less retarded John Jamingo.
Outrageous behavior.
After the Rockford area man was caught taking pictures.
It is John Jamingo. He's representing the guy doing upskirts.
Up the skirts and shorts of a Porsche dealership co-worker and unsuspecting strangers at the Meijer, Walmart, and Target stores off of 28th Street.
I was being extremely disrespectful.
Kurtz apologized in court and said his actions were results of being a victim of sexual abuse himself.
Bullshit. Bull fucking shit. I hate that. Yeah, I was victimized, so I have to do this to people. Fuck you.
And COVID isolation.
You really have to be aware of who's around you, who's watching you, who's paying attention.
James Fannin, a security specialist with Special Investigations Group, says that this case should serve as a reminder to everyone, especially women, to be aware of their surroundings.
Those are rare instances, but they do occur. And
yeah, I'm curious as to, because he got 17,000 different images. Can they go over, like, the mechanism? Is it just the camera's in his hand and he just reaches down as he's walking by? And, I mean, the timing of that. Because I can't tell you how many times I've tried to take a picture and you just move a little bit and it's blurry. How is he doing this? Can you imagine if there was a time that he actually accidentally had the feature on that it makes that camera shutter noise? Oh, no! Maybe that's how he got caught.
And you really have to pay attention all the time, so you don't become one of the victims of the one percenter.
According to court documents, 17,000 images were taken or downloaded on Kurtz's electronic devices. He was only caught after a woman reported him attempting to take a picture of her skirt while shopping at a Walmart last June.
You really have to be aware of when you go into a dressing room, who has gone in there before you, a few minutes before you, or who's coming in after you. And that's tough because you're closing the door, you're pulling the shade.
Fannin says it's important to scan the dressing room for hidden cameras before you ever start trying on clothing and to be aware of people who you keep running into.
So I guess he was also putting cameras in the dressing room?
Whether in a parking lot or a shop.
What you really want to do is train your conscious mind to train your subconscious mind. So when you do go out, you're subconsciously already thinking about these things.
These victims were innocent shoppers who were confronted with the harsh reality that some people do have bad intentions.
Turn the earphones down so you can hear what's going on around you. Pick a route and maybe pick a different route every single time you go to get a coffee.
Kurtz's victims were in court Thursday, but it was Judge Trusok who spoke on their behalf.
You're violating them. And there is no excuse or justification for that. I don't care what your uncle did to you or what the COVID problem was.
Attaboy.
You don't do that.
In Grand Rapids, Megan Bunchman, News 8.
What a fucking scumbag. 7 years behind bars for that. Jesus. Tyler says, turn down your earphones so you can hear if someone is pounding their pud nearby you. Patrick adds, that is too much to think about. I'm glad I'm not a woman. My God, you're right. The shit chicks go through. Ugh. I can't imagine having to be worried about whether or not some creeper is going to do that. Nick described that lawyer as looking like he probably sounds like Foghorn Leghorn. Like, I'll say my client was molested by his uncle. Ashley asks, why can't people just use the hub? I don't get it. Is it the risky factor? I'm guessing. My God. Ashley also adds, men are so gross. This is true. We are, it's a disgusting behavior flaw. My God. Kenny says, little immature sick boys fixed it for you, Ashley. Well, I think it's fair, though. I mean, in this day and age, especially on this show, it's okay to generalize like that. The same way I can say mean things about women from time to time, or men, that's fair. Okay? That throws a fly in the ointment. Jimmy asks, oh, you can't do that? You see, Jimmy's one of them. Jimmy is one of them. Young Adam Schwab says he looks like a problem. Stevie calls him a pig. I'm curious as to how people like get past this. Like, he's going to get out of prison. Everybody's going to, I mean, he's forever fucked. Kenny says, my point is that my point was he is not a man. He's a sick little boy. Yeah. Well, I think we can agree with that. All right. There was another story I wanted to get to. Oh, that's the same story. It's the same guy. Well, 7 years. Enjoy that. Again, 7 years just because you needed to see upskirt photos. My God. All right. Thanks to my pal Frank Fuss for being part of this show. Thank you to Maureen for calling on Frank for healthcare questions concerning one of her kids. Thank you. I appreciate that. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. If you need more information about what to do when it comes to getting health care through the marketplace or maybe Medicare or Social Security plans, retirement in your future, Frank will help you. He's a licensed independent insurance agent / broker working to make this as easy of a process as possible. Buyinsurancehere.com. From anywhere in the U.S., Frank can help. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Now with less car shows, 616-532-6600. ervines.com. That is ervines.com. Anywhere in West Michigan, you should get your vehicle repaired at Irvine's. They are the best. ervines.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you. They've got so many amazing Google reviews. I love the way they do that. When you have that many, to have as high of an average as they have, it just shows you how successful they've been in making their customer base very, very happy. 616-532-6600. Don't forget about my man, Joe Martinez. All right, we're getting to that point where people are scheduling to get their AC units tuned up. Joe is the authority on this. It'll set you back $79. All you need to do is call 616-516-8579. That is 616-516-8579. And get started today, because if you don't maintain your AC, it's going to work harder for longer, using more energy, a lot less cost efficient, and you're wearing it out quicker. It's going to take the machine harder, and it'll have to work longer and harder to cool your home. And that's, you know, it's got a finite lifespan. So make it as long as possible by getting that thing looked at before you start cooling the house. 616-516-8579. Call today. You got my friends over at the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage, 231-332-6505. When it comes to getting a mortgage, this is who you need to call. From anywhere in the U.S., Mario can help you. Reach out today to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage, 231-332-6505. Quit waiting. It's time to get in to your mortgage. I know you're like, yeah, but the interest rates are high. It's like, ding dong. Get into it now. Start paying on the home, building the equity. The rates are going to drop, and then you refi. No biggie. Piece of cake. 616. I'm sorry, I got that wrong. 231-332-6505 today for the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. All right. We welcome back Berlin Raceway. Icebreaker is April 20th. Tickets, just $10 for the icebreaker. All right. $10, April 20, berlinraceway.com. Again, parking free. You can bring in a cooler with all of your snacks. No glass, no booze. They've got all the booze there. Price cheap for you. As I like to say, the most affordable family fun you can find anywhere at Berlin Raceway. Go to berlinraceway.com and get started today. Tickets are $10 for the icebreaker. Then $14 a pop for the rest of the year, except for special events like Money in the Bank is $20. I think they've got the fucking, what is it called? SRX, ABX, ABC. Those racers are back this year. It wouldn't surprise me if that's already sold out. Get a season pass if you're really into racing. It'll save you some money. So $10 for the tickets for the icebreaker coming up on April 20th. Thank you, Berlin Raceway. I see one of my audience members reached out. I don't want to say the name because it's like a HIPAA thing. Just got my med card. There you go. If you burn, do it that way because it's one of my sponsors. You know, that's how we keep this thing going, is by you supporting the sponsors. That person who reached out, I don't want to say, supports all my sponsors. Probably one of my biggest sponsor supporter in the audience. Love you. Appreciate you. SRX is the race, Chris writes. Let's see. Frank is also a licensed therapist, says Maureen. Ashley refers to Frank as a delight. Maureen says, Gary just said this morning, who is this Frank Fuss guy? Stevie says, how is Gary, Maureen? Maureen says, don't you worry, Gary. He's my new friend. Stevie, he's good. Working from home today, so I'm wearing my AirPods. LOL, LOL. Kenny says, I thought that was Terry. No. Wait a minute. I thought Gary is Amy. They're calling him Gary because I called him Gary. His real name is Terry, right? Maureen is Terry. Amy is Gary. Stevie is Rob. Question. EZ, did you beat the edge in the Tournament of Rock? I did not. I lost horribly. Eric Clapton lost to the edge. What a disgrace. This weekend's matchup is Dwayne Allman against Tom Morello. Right now, it's horribly all Dwayne Allman. I mean, I love Dwayne Allman. I want Dwayne Allman to win. But to me, it's shocking. Hang on, I got to sneeze. How one-sided it is. Here you go. 85% for Dwayne Allman, 15% for Tom Morello. It shouldn't be that high, right? I'm pretty sure you can stuff the ballot box. Like if you vote, you can vote up to 5,000 times. Stand by. Okay, Darla's got to go take a dump, so this is going to take a minute. She's waiting by the door patiently, so stand by. I'm going to go take them outside, and then I'll finish this up. Something incredible just happened. And I've got, this is a show and tell moment. My God. I found out just now what rice will do to a dog's digestive system. Like dry, you know, like rice in a bag that you're going to make. Jasmine rice. Yesterday, I walked into the pantry and Darla had gotten into a bag of rice. The rice was on the ground, on the tile, ceramic tile, and she had opened it. And so it was everywhere. I was like, Darla, what are you doing? Now, she no doubt had consumed some of it. So I got her out of there. I cleaned up the mess. I threw everything away. And then that's that. Fast forward to 1 minute ago. She's out there. And I can tell she's got to go poop. By the way, how about that spider sense of mine? Because I was seated right here. And because she was in this zone where she was in your, you could see her. And then all of a sudden she walked behind that couch. And I knew she was there. I was like, you know what? That's not right. And then I got up and she was at that door looking at me. And she's like, you got about 10 seconds to get me outside or I'm going to shit right here. That's what she's telling me. So thank God I did that because I got her out there. Now, this is what I did not expect because she's pacing. She's getting ready to do what she does. It's just a ritual. You know, dogs walk in a circle. Sometimes she paces. And then she assumes that weirdo dog position. And then what I expect to be just a normal a loaf introduction to the wood chips. It makes a noise like, and it was the equivalent of like when you have the hose and you put your thumb over the end of the garden hose. It was, she knows I'm talking about her. She's getting pissed. It was that high pressure. And you could see the rice in it. And there was nothing solid about it. So I'm going to show you. I took a picture of it. But I wanted to warn you that I'm about to show you wet shit that has rice in it. I feel that it's important that you get the total media perspective of this. So for some of you, you're going to want to look away. All right. Before I actually click on it, I will say, here it is in 3, 2, 1, and then I'll hit it. And then we will look at that. So you don't have to look at it. I want to give you ample warning, you know, that would be horrible if I just said, you know, but this is why this is, you know, never, ever keep your dog. I mean, make sure that your dog doesn't ever get into rice. Because here we go in 3, 2, 1. Yeah. That's what it looks like. Look at the rice. It absorbed all the water in the dog's digestive system and turned it into that. My God. All right. It's gone. It's all gone. Eating uncooked rice better than eating poop. She's upset at me. She just went, ooh. I think she's upset that I told this story. Either that or she has to go potty again. This might be a day-long adventure for your old pal, EZ. Are you okay, honey? Huh? I'm so sorry that happened. She's giving me a look like, fuck you. You can see her in the shot. Thinking about making noise. You might be able to hear her. She's starting to erupt. She's getting pissed. Jimmy says, can you eat the rice? It might have cooked it. It might have cooked it her stomach. What? Stevie says you can give her Imodium. Easy, take the rice out and cook it. It might have a better flavor, you sick fucks. With the rice, it's a full meal for the other dogs. Yeah, I got to pour some water on that, get that out of there. In fact, I'm going to wrap this up because I think she's having trouble. So I'm going to announce the asshole of the day. Kenny writes, Eric, you need to see Tyler and GR's comment while you were away. Just walked by a Gift of Life table at work. Super tempted to say, hey, I heard about you guys on the Eric Zane Show podcast. Fuck. Chris refers to the rice as like servant coffee. Isn't that the one that they get the beans out of the shit? Yeah, definitely go and say that. In fact, can I call you and say it, Tyler? Can I get you on the phone and you walk up to the Gift of Life table and talk about me? We can do like a like Joe stunt. Are you down with that? I'll get you on the phone right now. He says, no, LOL. Yeah, I probably best. But it'd be fun. Come on. All you got to do is say, hey, you know, I love you guys. I heard about you on the Eric Zane Show. It sure is great that he's on there with you. Poor Darla. Ugh. Be better, Eric Zane. I didn't do anything. What? What did I do? Now, how's that my fault? Anyway. Thank you, as always, to King's Room Barbershop. She's got to go again. King's Room Barbershop, three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street. They're awesome. Go get your haircut at King's Room Barbershop. It's where guys and ladies who like short hair get their haircut. Check them out online at kingsroom.net for hours and exact locations. It's going to set you back $19 to get your haircut. Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Come here, honey. Come here. I'll take you outside in a minute. I swear to God. Impact Power Sports, a wide selection of ATVs, UTVs, motorcycles, Yamaha golf carts, e-bikes, scooters. They've got it all at Impact Power Sports. Check out their website, impactpowersports.com, or visit them in Rockford, Michigan. Right on 14 Mile Road. Thank you to them. They sponsor my studio. They sponsor the show. Thank you so much. They have to put up with angry account representatives from radio stations complaining that they're on this show. Mind your own fucking business. Impact Power Sports. Thank you to TC Paintball. Rick at TC. He'll be with us Monday on the show. I'm literally going to start at 10-ish, and he'll be on 1 minute after. We'll start the show with Rick from TC Paintball. All right. TCPaintballGR.com is their web address. Today's asshole of the day, brought to you by Rick from TC Paintball. I used the sleeve of my hoodie to wipe off the dry erase marker. Local pedo. The guy who's going to prison, I don't even know his fucking name. Congrats to him. He's your asshole of the day. It has to be. Thank you as always. It's been a great week. You folks are awesome. Check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane to be part of my Patreon for Big Fraud Saturday with Who Are These Free Beers? Short Fuse Free Beer in the spotlight. And then the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, 11 a.m. Eastern Time or Big Fraud Time. And I'll talk to you for the Patreon bonus podcast in just a little while. Thank you and goodbye.